AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is reacting to the shootdown over Iranian airspace of a U.S. drone. The AP's Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
The president tweets, Iran made a very big mistake. Tehran's Revolutionary Guard says it shot down the drone over Iranian airspace. U.S. Central Command says it was over international airspace and accuses Iran of an unprovoked attack. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham's calling it further escalation of an already tense situation. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the administration's making it all worse by not explaining any of its plans for responding to Iranian provocations.
What is the broader strategy for confronting Iran?
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's ready to meet with President Trump, but doesn't think it will mean a quick improvement in U.S.-Russia relations. The two men are expected to meet on the sidelines at the G20 summit next week in Japan. A man suspected in the shooting death of a Sacramento, California police officer is now in custody. Officer Tara O'Sullivan was on a domestic violence call when she was shot. Dave Paletta is Sacramento's deputy police chief.
There are no words convey the depth of sadness we feel or how heartbroken we are for our family of our young, brave officer.
Police say the suspect in Sacramento fired his rifle on and off during an eight-hour standoff before he surrendered. More than 200,000 people are without power across the South. Some isolated tornadoes have been reported in Texas. In Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama, crews are out removing toppled trees and clearing blocked roads. More severe weather is expected as the storms move east. The Supreme Court has ruled a World War I memorial in the shape of a 40-foot cross can continue to stand on public land near Washington, D.C. in Bladensburg, Maryland. The justices concluded the memorial's presence doesn't violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause. This is AP Radio News. An American, Paul Whelan, arrested in Russia on spying charges, is appealing to President Trump for help.
Mr. President, we cannot keep America great unless we aggressively protect and defend American citizens wherever they are in the world. Please tweet your intentions.
Whelan was arrested in a hotel room in Moscow at the end of December and charged with espionage, which carries up to a 20-year prison sentence in Russia. He says he's a victim of political kidnapping.
I am innocent of the one and only charge against me, a crime that never occurred. My life has been threatened, my rights denied. I have been isolated in order to force a confession. Several human rights violations have been documented by our consulates.
Whelan's lawyer says his client was handed a flash drive that had classified information on it and that he didn't know about it. He also holds British, Irish, and Canadian citizenship. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.